Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast. I'm your host, Richard, as forever, with my co-host, Vic.
Jesus fuck, what the fuck is that?
Corona?
Oh, that's just you, mate.
Oh, that's much worse.
I turned my head and I caught a glimpse of you and I was like, ooh.
And joining us today, we have a special guest from the Creepy Crap podcast, Daniel Craig.
G'day, mate.
How are we going?
Way!
How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
All right, as well as can be expected in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, and I've got to listen to this cunt.
Yeah, hopefully by the time this episode actually goes live, the world will be in a much better state or much worse.
I was going to say, like, it might be done by then.
This episode might not make it. Yeah.
Could be in a time capsule somewhere.
Can you imagine if someone finds this in the apocalypse and goes, of all the things I could find, I find these three cunts talking about bullshit. I'm going to kill myself. The world.
It just finds it on like a USB stick. Like maybe this is some important information that will help us crack this crisis. It's just three twats talking about some shite film.
Yep.
Just as good.
What's the message?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Right, Darren Aronofsky finds it or something.
Right, Dan, do you want to take a minute to say who you are, what you do, and where you do it?
Yeah, sure. My name is Daniel Craig. Do the Creepy Crap podcast. I basically just do a podcast where I talk really quick and try to smash out a shit movie in about 20 or so minutes. And well, it sounds really good, I'm sure. But that's about it. I come from near Sydney in Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, that's about it. And we're all locked down now, so I'll be doing a lot more podcasting. Sorry.
Right. My first pick of the season, unfortunately. Be worried.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not worried. I'm already pissed off to kind of like tone down the pissed off I'll be when I realize.
Obviously, I know what it is. Daniel knows what it is.
Yeah, I'm just left out the loop of my own podcast now. It's great. It's wonderful.
Today, we are watching a film from 1987.
Oh, fuck me.
Any inkling?
No, it's all I can see in my brain is Italian. They're all fucking locked down at the minute. Thank fuck. What is this cunt in film?
Today we are watching Street Trash.
Is this Italian?
It is not Italian.
Thank fuck for that.
It's from the good old US of A.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like it's German. Oh, great. We've got another Dutoskin. Excellent.
Directed by your
Oh my God. Street Trash.
Right. So we're going to go watch Street Trash and then we'll be back to talk about it. See you in a sec. Right, we're back from watching Street Trash. What did we all make of the film?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's a strange movie.
Very weird.
Is it a movie? Like, I don't know what happened.
Nothing.
Stuff happened.
Yeah, just it's what, like an hour and 40 minutes of...
Weird shit happening. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a series of segments almost.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard of this film, I always thought the main deal of it was the fact that people are melting.
Yeah.
I knew there was something to do with a drink that makes people melt. And yeah. I thought, but that's just like...
The afterthought.
Yeah. It's just like it's just a film of several different subplots. Very, very...
Loosely connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And then not
it's
even
an hour
really...
of no drinks at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe it. It's one of the most nonsensical... films I've ever seen, but in a great way.
It's not very grindhouse. It's like there's really no point to it except for the fact that you're going to see dirt and grim and blood.
Bumfight's origin story, perhaps.
Yeah, Nam flashbacks.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
Right. I think we should just dive straight in. I don't know how we're going to sugarcoat this film.
Yeah, exactly.
So the film starts with the logo, which looks like a... cheap imitation of the Star Wars logo. There's lots of things that in this day and age Disney could sue for.
Yeah.
You've got the logo, you've got the Marvel characters, you've got the Mickey Mouse attire.
Yeah.
I just want to show this to like the new Disney CEO.
Do you reckon there's like an after credit sequence where it sets up the next film franchise?
I want to start a team.
Yeah.
And after the title screen rolls, the camera zooms into a closed liquor store, and then we see a homeless man. What's he doing? He's like looking through some shit, and then he's like waiting. Like,
he's just like reading a book at the bins.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
this is McCrappy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy who owns whatever property this is sort of comes outside
to take his trash out.
Yeah, and McCrappy, who you're probably wondering why we're referring to him as McCrappy, he looks like
MacReady from The Thing
after he's got home.
Yeah, yeah. He like crawls after him.
Yeah,
this man. You know, I mean, we noticed this. Yeah, we noticed this through the film. Like, a lot of people in this film don't seem to be able to see very well.
Yeah, there's no pressure. Nobody has peripheral vision. No, in
like
this film,
the peripheral vision is awful. Like, there's one point where, like Daniel said, he was like, he's right in front of him, and nobody could see him.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has any senses in this film.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
it's not even the same bottle shop as the main story.
No, I don't know who this guy was. This his house? Was this his business?
Yeah. It's like he has a pantry full of beer and he just snuck one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he follows him in and he steals a bottle and a few dollars.
Yeah.
I think he literally steals like $2 or $4 or something.
And then
I didn't even see where he took the money from.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice
where he took the bottle from.
No. Then we just get this weird chase scene where so many people just...
Yeah, like it kind of shows you a lot of the characters that are going to be in the film in this bit, doesn't he? He kind of like runs past a lot of them. He runs past the gas mask, black guy. He runs past the old boy.
Yeah, suit man.
Yeah, suit man.
Yeah, the old one seems to be like his rival.
Yeah, what's his name again?
I don't know. Definitely
got an issue with him.
I don't think I know anybody's name.
No, they all have nicknames. The only person I know in this is Bronson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the MacReady guy I think is called Fred.
Fred?
Was about
Fred.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's Bill, the cop. They're the three names I got.
Bill the cop.
Well, you got more than us, so yeah. Well done.
I just remember that. I'm not even looking at notes.
Yes, there's a bit, and McCrappy like climbs up the fire escape on like a load of apartments, and somehow the building is on fire.
Yeah, like loads of stuff just happens on this chase.
Yeah, he runs into somebody's apartment, and they're like in the middle of fucking banging. And he
rips the sheet off. Yeah. He doesn't like take it. He just like rips it off. He's like, and then runs away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
slaps her ass. He's like, on your way.
Yeah. He slaps her ass. Yeah.
And then everybody's running out of the apartment. And there's just one guy who's just like got his lamp. But you see so much dong and bush in this scene. It's like nobody's got any clothes on.
Yeah. You're in like the first 2 minutes of the movie.
But it's the middle of the day and nobody's dressed. And it's not even like it's all people running from one house. It's like different people from different apartments.
They're all in their pajamas and dressing gowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is this just like a nudist's fucking apartment concept? Like nudist only?
This is my flat. That's what this is.
So opportunity. What do you call it? Like opportunistic or something, where he just steals the second he comes in there. He's like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Grabs like a wallet and all that. Get out of here.
Yeah, and he gets outside, and there's still a load of people chasing him. So he jumps into a garbage truck.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to crush him.
Yeah, but it didn't really work out for Fuad Ramsey's. So Fuad,
an Egyptian feast. This is where the shopkeeper finds his weird buried stash of booze.
Yeah, we cut to like a liquor store. And he acts like he doesn't know his own shop, doesn't he? Because he's down in the basement, like, this is all junk. What am I supposed to do with this? It's like, it's your shop.
Yeah, and then he knows exactly where this little hidey hole is. He's like, oh, better get this stuff out.
But when you see a shop, it's well-stocked. Like,
yeah,
it's not like he's like, oh, fuck, I'm really struggling to get some stock out.
This ancient booze out.
He didn't have empty shelves.
No.
No.
But he starts pulling, like, the panels off of his wall. Why does he do that?
I don't know why it's hidden in there.
Yeah.
It's like he knows what this alcohol is, and he's using it as a last resort. But then a scene near the end of it, like, completely trashes that.
Yeah.
Because he takes a drink of it.
Yeah. So, maybe he's literally just bought this business, and then this guy is just, whoever owned it before, has figured out what this does, and he's like, oh, shit, I've got to hide it. I can't let it get out.
Yeah.
But I don't know why this guy...
He knows exactly where it is, though.
Yeah. Like, he pulls off the exact right panels. Yeah.
He doesn't just find it.
And he opens
Why would you assume there was like hidden stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
You think it could be like part of the building.
But then Stumpy Man comes in, doesn't he? He annoyed me because he was standing on the wheelchair seat on his stumps. Well, like, just sit down.
McCrappy comes in first, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he's, I think he's like asking what he's got going cheap. And then he's on about, oh, you know, I've got this fucking shit for a dollar.
Yeah.
Which and is... then, yeah, the guy, the stump, the cripple guy comes in his wheelchair. And as Vic said, he's like...
standing on his stumps on his seat. And it's like, just have a rest, mate. You've got no fucking legs. Sit down.
Yeah, and I don't think they're connected, but it seems like it's like their little scam, like, oh, get Wheelie to come
in.
Yeah,
you mentioned this. Yeah, he kind of wheels in, falls over, and then he gets away with a bottle.
But you never see this guy again, so I literally just think it was pure...
A stumpy man, yeah.
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 Because he, like, falls off his chair. I thought there was going to
be a lot of because you see a handless guy at the beginning as well.
Yeah.
The guy walks past, he goes, looking good, and he's like, thank you, and he's just rubbing his two stumps together.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Do we not say stumps?
I'm trying to make... No, you can say whatever the fuck you want. This isn't this isn't a PC podcast. No,
yeah, you can...
say what the fuck you want, like, mate. No, I'm okay. Just saying, like, it freaks me out imagining an image of a man who has two stumps rubbing them together. Like, he's trying to, like, make fire from them.
Yeah.
He's doing a Mr. Burns excellent, but...
Yeah, but with stumps. And it's like, oh, that's fucking revolting.
We cut over to the Mad Max window cleaners.
Yeah, and there's a Knight Templar there. Like, I don't know what he's doing. He's got, like, a fucking helmet.
You've got the guy in the gas mask as well.
Yeah. Gas mask black man, that's what I called him.
I mean, it's an accurate description. Yeah,
I don't know his name.
And one of the cars pulls up and there's this really, like, fucking geeky guy.
Yeah, Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he looks like Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
And he pulls down his window and...
This is where he tries to bond with Bronson. Yeah,
comes up to him, who's like the main antagonist of the film.
Don't worry, girl, I've got it.
And then he's going on about, oh, you know...
I fired a gun once that you'd have in Vietnam. And it's like, is this supposed to get you points?
Yeah. Like, and then, but I think he's like, yeah, like you say, he's trying to bond with him. And he's like, oh, could you just clean that bit there? So like, I think there was a point where his girlfriend is like, don't open the window, just leave.
And when they're on the top of it, they're like spitting on it. She's like, don't spit on it, like, to clean it. She's not up for it at all.
Yeah.
But Rick Moranis is like, oh.
Okay. And then Bronson just pulls him out and smashes his head
through
the windscreen.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
You're right, mate.
We're only a few minutes into this film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're only a few minutes in and this film's just so much... I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Zero morals.
No. Yeah, there is zero. Yeah. That's the perfect way to describe this movie. Zero morals, 5 stars. Like, fucking hell. Like, some of the stuff that happens in this movie that comes out of nowhere as well. Like, all the horrible shit that happens in this movie kind of just happens.
Yeah. Because McCrappy's sort of sitting on some steps and some other guy goes on about him. And he's got some sort of health problem. And McCrappy's like, oh, yeah, just mix some fiber up in your drinks and then you'll be much better. And I'm like, the day I'm getting medical advice from you is the day I'm dead.
Healthy hobos.
Just put fiber in your booze. I'm like, oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Can you imagine everyone would be drunk? Like, oh, we can just get a fiber for alcohol.
And, yeah, but while he's giving him the advice, he sort of he steals his bottle of Viper.
I know the little cunt. Little old bastard. He's done this before.
Yeah.
Like, he walks... He's got a cane as well. He's like, oh, you know, I'm so old.
Yeah.
Nicked.
Yeah.
And then, I'm
disappointed with my son.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dick.
And he goes up into his little...
Yeah, his little hidey hole,
which is like a demolished toilet.
Yeah, there's no roof on it. Yeah. Just like, oh, sit down here.
Yeah, he sits on it. He takes the Viper. Well, he drinks the Viper. And he just fucking melts into oblivion.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the effects are fantastic.
It's great. His feet come off and everything. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's so colourful. It's just like these really bright blooms. Yeah, it drips straight from his
legs, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Daniel was saying, like, everyone in this one's got a different colour.
Yeah,
like,
everybody melts differently.
Yeah, decides what colour you are. Maybe it's like, you know, it's like a mood ring. So it's like what you're feeling at that point.
Yeah, he must have been lonely. So, yeah. And he melts, like, into the toilet.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And then, like, flushes himself.
And then his hand's just left on the chain.
Yeah, his bones, like, split from his body and his hands just, like, there. I think it's got his foot left as well.
It reminded me of the bit from Jurassic Park, The Lost World. Breakaway. You know when they find the hands on the boat that the T-Rex is supposed to have? You know when it arrives?
Yeah.
How did the T-Rex get in and delicately eat this man so that his hands were left on the steering wheel. This is more believable. And Street then, trash is more believable than Jurassic Park.
It's a better film as well.
Yeah.
More interesting.
It's not fucking hard.
No. And then the camera zooms into the toilet bowl and, like, his face comes up. Yeah. It's the face that's usually used on, like, the cover art or something. So if you've ever seen, like, promo art for Street Trash, you've probably seen this image. Because I always thought, like, this thing would be, like, the main character and he'd be going around, like, killing people or something.
Right.
But
they turn into, like, mush monsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the thing from Basket Case.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Belial.
Yeah. Belial.
Yes.
I love them movies. This is where we get introduced to the Asian girl who doesn't do anything until the end.
I mean, she doesn't really do much. Yes, it's like you're pointing out, oh, this character doesn't do much. But to be fair,
none of the characters do much. To be fair, a lot of them get up to a lot more than her, though.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, don't get me wrong. Number five. Most of it's rape and murder, but, you know, they do get up to different things.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she talks. Doesn't she talk to her fat boss?
Well, first she goes up and wakes the younger hobo. You like to find out
McCracken's
his
brother.
Yeah. You like, I think his name's like Kevin or something.
How are they even related? They don't even look the same.
Yeah, at first I thought they weren't like biologically brothers and maybe he just looks after him, but there's a lot of arguments about their dad and stuff. So I think they are actually
related.
It's like, how bad has your family fallen if everybody in this family is homeless?
Yeah, because that was the part I wasn't sure if we heard it when it came on, but he says something about, oh, I had that dream again where I was five and I wake up and the two dogs are on top of me and they're doing something, and you're like,
yeah, because you brought that up as well. We were watching it and we were like, excuse me,
yeah. It's weird, but like, there's a lot of that in this film.
Yeah,
I might have misinterpreted it, but it did sound a little bit like...
I don't think
you
did, Daniel.
Well, yeah, there's so many points where you're like, where is this film going? I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
Every story he says, I think it involves him being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, I know, but
like,
they drop...
the mum thing as well later on.
They have weird things like this through the film where it's like supposed to be like a deep subject. Like, you've got the Nam flashbacks, you've got the sexual abuse and stuff, and it's like, this... none of this is making me feel for you.
Yeah,
like, the only person that actually...
give him a bad past and then make him a bad person.
Yeah, it's just like, why are you doing this, though?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get this film. That's my review. Don't get it. But it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that...
out of five.
After that, as Vic said, she goes and has, like, an argument with her fat...
yeah, this, like,
boss.
Love-hate relationship she has with this fat boss.
What is his business? Like, what is he selling? What does he do?
I don't know.
Because
I
mean, just in, like,
is
in
it just
office.
The scrapyard? Is
I
he,
guess.
Like, the leader of the... the leader? Is he the owner
seems like
of the
a scrapyard slash parts place or something.
Yeah, something
but why
like
does
that.
He let so many vagrants sort of on his premises?
I mean, it seems like them. A lot of the town's fucked.
Yeah.
There's not too many people with jobs in this movie.
But yeah, she's arguing with him about, you know, oh, nobody looks out for
the bums.
Nobody
looks after them.
Well, yeah, I think he calls them bums and she's, oh, they're not bums. They're just, they're runaways.
They're runaways.
Yeah, she said if you don't look after them, they'll become bums.
Yeah,
it's
like
bums.
The bums. Yeah. It's like, you know, I know you're trying to be PC, but.
They're bombs.
So, like, she's trying to What's be PC in, like, the least PC film I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's defending it to the guy who's going to, like, assault her at every chance.
Yeah. But he doesn't care about
the bums.
And he's bragging about how, you know, my kids went to school. My sanitation engineer. And then somebody in the background's like, that's a fancy way of saying he's a janitor.
Yeah.
And he takes real offense to it.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, yeah, he's a janitor, but at least he ain't you fuckers.
Yeah, he has a job.
Yeah.
Made something of his life.
That's something I've never got, though.
What?
You know when people take the piss out of, like, janitors and bin men and stuff, and it's like, you do realise they're literally taking away all your shit.
Yeah.
Like, if they weren't around, you'd have a much dirtier environment.
Yeah.
And they're like,
these are like,
oh, look at
the
these.
Most important person in your life.
Yeah.
Like, look, don't even know about it.
These disgusting people taking away my trash. And it's like, what are you talking about?
I know, right?
Like,
they're not taking it and eating it.
Yeah, I mean, fucking hell. If you want to go
maybe
to that,
they
have
are.
At it. But, like, you know, you're still taking away my fucking trash.
A man's got to eat.
It's like, disrespect.
Yeah, they probably are eating it now. It's tough times.
I was going to say, yeah, like, we haven't got any else food.
Maybe we could find some toilet paper in there.
Oh, no. It's got shit on it already, used. But you know.
Period panties.
Oh yeah, the period panties. For anyone who's listening who doesn't get
Did you explain that? I didn't actually cop what they were.
No, this was me. I got an email trying to sell me
period panties.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Jurassic Park themed.
But it's from like
Learn your audience.
But it's from like
Are they sending it to a guy?
Yeah. Well, it's just from like a generic website that sells like band merch and stuff.
Oh,
I'm like, why are you now? At times that tough. Period it's like, we've got to start selling period panties. Yeah. No one's buying Slayer t-shirts anymore.
I hate that name. If that's period panties.
I know, right. Enough about period panties. Where are we in the film?
So I think we get introduced to Gas Mask. He talks to McCrappy about how people won't pity him anymore.
When you're walking around in a gas mask, yeah. That's why people won't pity you.
Giving us a bad image.
No, I think he's saying to McCrappy that people don't pity him anymore. That's why he's not getting on. You're not getting on as well as a homeless now because people don't pity you.
Yeah, nobody's giving you money. Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And they talk about how the guy that stole the alcohol drank, I think it's, they call him Paulie. Paulie drank my booze because he says like somebody nicked from him.
Right, Paulie.
Paulie's the crutch one, right?
Yes, the one that melted into the toilet, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then we
Who found him? Like, who's looking through that site to be like, I heard there's a toilet in here.
There's a melted man in here. Weird. I've only seen two of them today.
I think at this point, McCrappy goes to buy, like, another bottle of Viper. Or is it somebody else?
No, it's the teethy guy. You know the guy that's suit's been ripped perfectly?
And yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, you've just cut this up, haven't you? Like, this isn't a homeless. This is not ripped. Because the shopkeeper looks like Joe Dante. Like when he was older. Younger, even. And he sells teethy, I guess I'll call him. The melty alcohol. Because teethy start going on and he's like, this suit, I got married in this suit.
He's still fucking wearing it.
Like, been a while, isn't it, mate? Like, how long? That suit looks way too clean as well if you got married in it.
Probably why she left you, because you never took it off.
Yeah, like, please take your suit off. It's been 10 years. Clothes.
No, I ain't got nothing else. It's been 10 years and we've been divorced for 9 of them.
Yeah. I mean, look at your fucking teeth. His teeth are mental, don't they?
Yeah.
They're like the social distancing teeth.
It's like someone's opened curtains.
Yeah. In teeth. And then we get introduced to, is it Bill the cop? Because Teethy goes and speaks to him.
Yeah. The cops and the ambulance have arrived and they're taking away the fucking melty
dude. The remnants. Yeah.
He gets all that orange slop, the yellow slops on his face.
Yeah.
Cop has that massive grudge against women as well, by the look of it.
Yeah, because Teethy has a conversation with the cop, and then he goes up and he sits on his little hidey hole in the fire escape, and he's like, he says something like, I don't need to do anything, I just need to have my little hidey hole and drink about, my booze.
I like being here, I don't bug anyone, nobody bugs me.
And then the cat comes out and bugs him.
And he's like trying to lure the cat over.
So come over, drink some of this booze.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, he's not going to give the cat some of the Viper. Yeah, Luckily, no animals get fed Viper in this.
No.
Which I'm shocked at the sort of film it is.
They're very nice to the cats and dogs.
Yeah. He drinks some of the Viper and the camera's like on the cat and the cat's just watching him melt.
Yeah, even the cat though looks shocked. He's like, fucking hell, I've never seen this before and I'm a fucking cat.
And to go back what we were saying before, where the first guy was melting blue, this guy's more like
yellow.
Yeah, but it's more like yellowy, pukey slop, isn't it?
It's bright though.
And it starts because he's on the fire escape. It's dripping down the rails, and there's some like guy in a business attire walks past.
It's just funny because he's the only person that looks clean in this movie, and straight away when you see him, he gets vomit melted
yellow
torso, whatever the fuck it is on him, and it reacts the way you would assume it would react.
Yeah, it's like melting burning his face, and he's like running across the road screaming.
Yeah, this is the bit you're on about, Daniel, where the copper has
a jump scene.
A woman, he's like, you fucking bitch, back off.
Yeah, he keeps asking the guy, what happened? And she's like, I'll tell you. And she's like, he's like, for a radio, the difference between you and a radio, I can't knock you off when I want to turn you shut. Or like, shut you down.
She's like, can't you help this man? And it's like, his face is melting yellow. What do you want me to do?
I agree with Bill in this situation. I'd be like, can you shut the fuck up? Stop trying to insert yourself into the situation. This man's face is melting.
At a very rapid rate.
And then we get our first scene with the nappy golem. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's just this.
Bronson's little, I don't know, like his little, she's fucking strange.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she just constantly walks around in like filthy bra and underwear.
And she, it's the, you know, it's like she's lost a lot of weight because even the underwear's hanging off her.
Yeah.
And like, this is,
she's like stick thin.
Yeah.
And she's just there like making out with Bronson.
Yeah. And then he just gets up and hits her. I like violence with my sex.
Don't talk back to me in front of my men.
And while he's doing that, he's like staring at the fucking,
the Asian the girl. Asian lady. Yeah. Cause he gets the, I'm guessing he gets the hots for her.
Because when he knocks out the fucking, what do you call her?
Oh, what? Nappy Gollum.
Nappy Gollum, yeah. That's it. he's going on about like, oh, have you ever like disobeyed me again? I'll make you parade around the place bare pussy.
Yeah, it's like, she's like, nearly oh. there. But she's nearly
she
there.
Yeah, like, I don't think that would faze her.
I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Whatever.
Do what you want to do.
These clothes aren't really offering me
I'll
any
I'll take
support.
Them off now myself, to be honest. Like, here we go.
There They're falling off me anyway. Yeah. It's more hassle keeping them up.
They could use an airing out.
Yeah. And then McCrappy, gas mask,
arrive home.
Is it Kevin?
I think it's Kevin. McCrappy's brother.
Yeah, because they all have a conversation about who's going to go out and get food.
Yeah, because the brother's like bragging, like, oh, yeah, look how much money I've got. It's like $3 or something.
I mean, I suppose if you're homeless, that is dollar bills, you're.
Yeah.
Because like Rockefeller,
because Gas Man takes it. It's like, you know, I'll take this. I'll go get us a nice fucking chicken dinner with this.
Yeah, because McCrappy's like, you're never going to see that money again. Yes. Or is it Kevin? Which one has the money?
It's Kevin the brother.
Has the money.
Yeah,
the
so like McCrappy's like, you know, you're never going to see that money again. He's gone.
And it's like, you just watch me. I'm going to come home with like the fucking best dinner you've ever had. And we get one like, of my.
I'm not going to eat it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
We get You'll one of my well. Favorite scenes in the film now.
Before that, though, like when the gas mask guy goes out, just because I have to note this because I'm a big fan, they talk about how Kevin isn't going to be able to watch Godzilla movies or something.
Yeah.
And I was like,
his
that
dad
is,
was like attacking
that
him
is
or something.
Genuinely
and he was like, I couldn't watch my Godzilla film.
And it was like, I couldn't watch my Godzilla movies because dad was beating you. I've had enough of this. I mean, that would have been me, actually, when I was young. Like, could you just beat him a little bit quieter? I'm trying to watch Godzilla.
Yeah, I think that's where I was fucked up, because I misheard it again as him getting fucked in the back.
No, I'm pretty sure he did say something like that, though. He said something about his dad fucking him.
Yeah, you keep thinking you're mishearing things. I don't think
I generally think you're
anything.
Right, Daniel. Like, I think I just shut it off. I was like, oh, no, let's not have it.
Yeah, he's complaining that he can't watch Godzilla, because he's like, all I can hear is you getting raped in the back.
Stop getting fucked. I don't want it.
How
it's
rude
called
of
rape. Could you help me? No, I'm watching Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't plan for it.
Yeah.
But movie night. No.
Yeah.
Stop Rape watching night. Godzilla. You know what triggers dad?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Kaiju.
You watching Big G? Well, here's my Big D.
Oh, dear God. You think he can destroy Tokyo?
Oh, no.
Just see what I do to your anus.
Gonna look like one of those buildings.
Oh dear God. Hell. This is
so yeah, gas mask.
Welcome to Radio Nasties, the most PC podcast going. Oh fucking hell.
In hindsight, I should have avoided this film because this is just gonna set us off the fucking
We can't let this go on for much longer. This is just terrible. They're shouting rape and sexual abuse all over the place.
If you just describe the movie, it's just as bad as what you're saying.
Yeah. Word for word. Would
yeah,
you
we're
like
not
to,
making
Would you like me
up.
To do that? Because like we're trying to make it a little bit humorous. I can just read you the plot if you want. He gets raped, she gets raped, he gets melted.
Oh, so Gas Mask arrives at the supermarket.
Ye old supermarket.
And
yeah.
he picks up a receipt off the floor and stashes it in his pocket.
You know what the funny thing is? Like before you start this scene, like, I've seen shoplifters do this at Asda.
Oh, really?
I've seen someone pick up a receipt and go, right, I guess this is what I'm getting today.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even go that far, does he?
No.
So he picks up
he doesn't
this receipt
read it.
And he... Can he read?
Yeah. Oh, don't be racist, Richard.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, he goes
You'll ask
in
if he can swim next.
Oh my God. Oh, fucking hell. Where's your grape soda, mate?
I'm just going to set the scene now before anybody says something they regret.
Yeah, yeah.
So as soon as he goes into the supermarket, he instantly knocks over like a ton of like malty bags and crisps.
Yeah.
And he just stumbles on.
Bad vision.
Yeah. And he's like stashing stuff down his jacket and his trousers.
I mean, you say stashing, he's literally just throwing big bits of chicken down his trousers.
But he starts stealing like condiments and stuff. And then he starts taking a load of Kool-Aid. And it's like, what homeless person needs to drink Kool-Aid?
What kind of meal are you having? these ingredients don't go together.
Do you think
like
he's
Gordon
using
Ramsay
the cool?
Comes in like, this is fucking ridiculous.
This is
mate.
Fucking.
If you're
raw.
Gonna fucking steal, at least steal things that ain't fucking raw.
Do you think he's using like the Kool-Aid as like a rub for the meat? And it's like, why does this why does this chicken taste like artificial?
So sweet
strawberry.
Oh, sweet.
Chicken. Maybe it's a prison thing he picked up from the 50 or 60 times he got arrested, where they then they put. Put it on their lips or something.
Maybe. Richard's like, I'm just going to set the scene here, you know, so we don't get more racist. Dan comes in with, oh, yeah, he's been to fucking jail. Oh, man.
Well, he does go on about how he has been caught like 50
times. He seems quite proud about it.
Yeah.
He seems more annoyed. It's like, can you cops not just let me steal?
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, because I was like, well, I mean, to be honest with you, if you've been caught 50 times, you shit at what you're doing.
Yeah.
Learn from
got
it.
A whole shop
well,
full
you
of
don't
things
know.
You
might
you're
have
upset
only
I'm
been
taking.
Caught 50 out of 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Statistically, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty successful.
Yeah, so as Vic was saying, he's like stuffing bits of chicken.
But they're not even
trousers.
Wrapped up though. Like, no. There's a bit falling out of his leg, and yeah. it's like that's you can't eat that.
Because some old woman comes up to me. Okay.
Yeah,
not fried some chicken.
Comes up to
old
him.
Old Karen comes up, and
yeah.
She's like, "I'm going to tell the manager.
Like,
you
can't do that. I'm going to tell the manager."
She's wearing a fucking like you know the things they sleep in as well. That hat. You know the old women put on before they go to sleep.
Yeah, like a
I mean,
bonnet.
I'm bringing
yeah.
up Tom and Jerry again, but I mean. It looks like she's wearing that.
Well, that's the music, isn't it?
Yeah.
The music is like something out of Tom and Jerry. Yeah. The soundtrack is so, so bizarre.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where the music does not go with the subject.
No,
you're like, this is too cartoony for yeah. someone getting molested.
So the manager comes out, and it's great because the manager's a black guy as
yeah, he's
well.
Like, hey, my brother.
Yeah, because at one point he starts like playing the race card, and he's like, you're accusing me of stealing, that's discrimination. He's like... He's literally, like, looking at him like, mate, look.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, oh, by the way, one thing you did miss out. One of the things he goes to pick up is a big bit of water.
A massive. And even he's like, I can't shove that
that's
down.
That's too
sure.
stereotypical to steal, that is. Like, I do love watermelon, but nah, I can't
I mean, did anybody look at what flavour the Kool-Aid was?
Grape, for sure.
Grape?
I don't know.
Fucking hell.
He says at one point as well to the security guard, because he's not like, yo, my brother, what's up? And he's like, he goes, why don't I pull your pants down and look at that lily white dick?
What?
I missed that.
That was something I wrote down when I watched it the first time.
Oh, my God.
Because,
oh
you know, it's like anyone who doesn't do what they want, they're like, oh, you're by the man. Oh
yeah, they do. They're like, you're one of them white ones. It's like, oh, my God, this is getting... This like, film's incredibly racist now that I think...
An Oreo, yes. whatever they call
incredibly.
It.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
So the manager's like, oh, you planning on paying for those products? And he's like, well, no, because I've already paid for
no,
them.
No, motherfucker! I ain't paying for no goods. Yeah. Didn't he just run out and put a bag on his head?
Well, he shows him the receipt, and the guy's like,
yeah,
this is receipt.
He's like,
it's all dog food.
Yeah, these abbreviations.
And
he's
like,
dog
well,
food.
That's
he's
not,
like,
it's not my problem.
It's not my problem.
He's like trying to say, like, well, clearly your tills ain't working.
Yeah.
Everything's worse in is dog food.
Are you calling me a liar?
You've got a gas mask hanging around your neck.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say to you? I don't think it's the computer.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he literally runs past the checkouts.
Knocking everything
grabs,
over.
Yeah, grabs a paper bag, puts over his head, and just
walks through a plate
runs
glass
through
window.
The window.
Yeah.
And then as he's doing this, like, all his products that you've stolen are, like, falling out, and there's just, like, a bit of chicken comes out of his...
disgusting. It's just
comes
disgusting.
Out of, like, the cuff of his
is this how you acquire food all the time? Because how have you not got a severe virus? This is how coronavirus started.
I know, right?
They're eating some shit meat.
He's patient zero.
Yeah.
He's saving plastic bags.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is the coroner scene next. Because Daniel
yeah.
pointed out, didn't he? He was like, you pointed out, Daniel, that there's never a scene with a coroner that, where he's not eating.
Yeah, and I just don't
yeah.
get it. It's like, you're near
are
a
are they
corpse.
Trying to make coroners look cool or something?
Yeah.
Especially when the corpse is melting.
Well, no, it's like a really old trope now, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Oh, they make, like you said, Daniel, like, yeah, it makes them tough. You know, like, oh, he's a coroner. He's around bodies so much that he can eat around them.
It's yeah, like, he opens one of the body shelves and it's like he's food and drink in it.
He's like, oh, fuck, mix these up.
Like, I get that, but I doubt this guy has ever seen something like this.
Yeah,
and he's just course, there, like yeah. eating his sushi, like whatever. Yeah. It's only blue. He should have
probably had gloves on.
You've got to see over them once.
Yeah, considering how like contagious this thing is, if you touch it, you burn and die. And he's put it. Oh, I'd, you're going to mention the position. He's the, yeah. his masterwork.
I'm not touching this fucking thing.
Because Bill the cop's like asking the coroner for like, you know, what do you think's going on here? And then this guy comes in.
This snitch guy. The snitch home.
I think I don't think he's a snitch. I think he might be like an undercover cop because he's got a gun.
Ah, right.
And he comes in and he's just wearing like this Mickey Mouse vest that is clearly like two sizes.
That makes it when we were watching it, Daniel, you said something. You're like, oh, I think he's undercover or something. Now I get what you're on about. Yeah,
but I'm not sure what he's undercover with.
Yeah, like, what are the homeless doing that's that bad that they're like, we need to get someone inside?
I know,
like,
right? What is it's going just on? Like, they're homeless. They're a problem. But
yeah.
We see quite a lot of bad stuff they do.
Because the undercover guy is on about, like, I'm working the pussy posse tonight. I'm like, what?
Yeah, is he arresting the hookers or selling them?
Must he's just, be, though. Like,
yeah, because him and Bill are in that van together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's essentially like an ice cream truck with hookers in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're just delivering ice cream, but they're hookers. No, we get a little scene of Bronson and the gang, like, having their nightly... They're just fucking around. You get like a little tiny scene of Bronson. It's like his kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like all of his goons around him. It's got the Knight Templar there, the Mad Max guy. They've got all of them there. They're just sitting there like fucking around. And then we get the dinner scene.
Yeah. From, it seems old gas mask is actually delivered and they have got... But how do they cook this chicken?
Yeah, like there's just candles around them. We just assumed that they'd taken 10 years to cook it on the candles.
Yeah.
So I cook this chicken like a bit at a time.
Yeah, how did he get time to fry it?
Yeah. Like where?
Do you think they'd just be stealing stuff that's ready to eat?
Yeah.
Like, don't steal raw chicken, steal a sandwich.
Yeah. Especially raw chicken. Like, I know, if you're going to steal something raw, like, at least steal red meat that, you know, you're going to get away with. Fucking hell.
Go back to Gordon Ramsay. Like, this chicken is fucking raw.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's funny because
tastes like garbage.
Me and Charlotte are still watching through Hell's Kitchen. So,
oh, really?
It's just like everything I said. Fucking raw, you donkey. This is
McCready's brother, like, goes to bed looking all sad for some reason. Probably because it seemed like his dad's molested him or something.
Probably having dreams about old daddy.
Now, this is where we get another one of the best scenes. Yeah, this Bronson is has the like first. A Vietnam flashback.
Yeah, like a horror Vietnam flashback.
Yeah, and he's just being pursued by like the most offensively looking.
Yeah, like demonic looking Vietnamese.
Well, in the credits, they're credited as Vietnamese vampires.
Yeah, they do have fangs because there is a point where they all like kind of climb on him and eat. Because like Daniel said, you were on about it, kind of like, you know, it's like one of them dreams where something's happening, but then the noise or whatever like links him with something that is actually happening.
Yeah.
Like we've all had one of those dreams before.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of vision.
He's somewhere like Vietnam, but then the vampires are happening where he is.
Yeah, they're at the scrapyard.
Because the Asian lady's in his dream as well, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, she licks his nipples, doesn't she? Because he gets...
Well, yeah, he, like, rescues her. And then she and you're starts... like, oh, my God, is he going to rape her? But no, she's all for it. She starts, like, rapes sucking his nipples.
She's like, la, la, la. Like what's going
on? She seems to enjoy being assaulted.
Yeah. She's one of them.
Even in dreams.
BDSM woman. She's like, oh, hit me harder, daddy.
Oh, dear God.
Daddy Vietnam.
Crush me, fat man.
Nam daddy. Oh, man, this fucking movie. But he picks up a grenade when he wakes up.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Like, he wakes up and he's like, oh, there's a grenade here. Picks it up and just throws it. He just lobs a grenade at nothing.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. No, he picks up a grenade, pulls the pin, and just he's like, oh, I'll throw this over here. I don't think he hits anybody, does he?
No, he just throws it. He just wakes up and he's first thing he grabs and he's like, oh.
I mean,
it's like it's his alarm clock almost.
Yeah, if you're having Vietnam flashbacks, that is your alarm. Like, oh, grenade. Running out of grenades, going to have to get them soon. We're going to have to wake up.
Wake up the boys.
This is one of the weirdest...
we get a scene where McCrappy's like just roaming around town, I guess.
Yeah, but he's like roaming around town and then he just spots a red dress woman and he's instantly on her. He's like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Well, she's just like throwing up in the middle of the
alley. He kind of looks like, you know, it's like a 40-year-old virgin where they're like, oh, you know, start with the drunk women first so you can build up to the actual. Yeah, he's like that. It's like, he's like, oh, paralytic woman. Take her.
Yeah.
He's like, she'll do.
He mocks her though as well. Did you see when he's standing there and she's vomiting and he's like, and like, fake crying at her. It's like, what are you doing, you knob?
Yeah. So she's leading a better life than you
he
are.
He comes over, he's like, you fucking dick. And she's like, oh, do you want to fuck me?
Yeah, she's literally like, oh, I'm so horny.
At one point she says, I want you all the way in.
Yeah, that was gross.
Can we have, we've had enough of this.
Yeah.
That's, but then we get a little...
you regret cameo. Those words.
Yeah. Well, I say a cameo, but he does pop up again, but it's kind of like a glorified cameo, isn't it?
Yeah.
From someone who's been on our show, but
not him.
He hasn't been on
our
show.
We're not that high class. No. If he wants to come on, he's more than welcome to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get the... And I forgot the character's name, but he's the
main guy.
The main guy in Frankenhooker.
Yeah. And he's a doorman in this.
Yeah, I think he's just called Doorman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's eating a banana.
And then it turns into a drumstick. Leg. So it turns out that McCrappy walks away with this fucking red dress woman to rape her. Or like everybody's
raping. Not even rape, is it?
It's no, I mean, fully she's consensual. Gagging her. I mean, it's a little bit. I mean, she's very pissed.
But then again, is she in a right state?
That's what I'm saying. Consent? That's what I'm saying. She's very pissed. I mean, it's nearly rape. You'd be like, I mean, if it was me, I'd be like, I don't know about this. Like, if she wakes up and has a different thought, you're going to be like, well, there you go.
Well, if this was
kind of like
his
date raped someone else's victim.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like she's been date raped and he's like, I'm going to pick up on this.
Yeah.
He's come out to get her and then she's already gone.
Yeah.
That was mine.
So like the doorman, he sees them go away. And then the guy that I guess she's with, it comes out of the restaurant. And this guy's like an actual actor that's been in Goodfellas and stuff. And I'm pretty sure he's in Sopranos. He's in a few gangster things.
Yeah. And he's surprisingly he's playing a gangster.
Yeah.
He's just the stereotypical mob boss.
Yeah.
And he's like,
because he comes out, he's like, where's my fucking woman gone? And he's like, oh, well, maybe she went down. Like, well, I don't know if I'm going to tell you or not.
Yeah, and it's like, you're standing here fucking eating while you're watching my woman being
is he the guy that owns the restaurant?
I would assume so, yeah.
Because he moans at him for standing there. Which is bananas magically turned into a drumstick at the
Yeah, I think for the sake of like, you don't know what chicken is, so you think it's duck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, fair enough. I think if you served it up like just pieces, it was pretty hard to tell the difference, maybe.
Yeah.
No reference to what that's about.
Yeah.
So McCrappy and the lady in red arrive at their quote unquote home.
Yeah, it's the
and his brother's just like, I'm out of here. I'm not a.
Well, the whole time, like, they actually walk through the scrapyard to get to a car to fuck in.
Yeah.
And the whole time she's like, oh, can you just fuck me here? Can you just fuck me here? And it's like, can you calm down? At this point, I'd be like, you're putting me off. You really are putting me off now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to get with you. You're a fucking slut, man. I picked you. I'm the homeless guy, right? Picked you off the street and I'm getting worried.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about you. What have you got?
Yeah, exactly. You feel like, are you trying to pass something on?
Yeah.
Is this like It Follows?
Yeah. 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 Have you seen that, Richard?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Fuck me so it goes to you, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have a little audience, though, as they're fucking.
Well, there's a load of hopers. They're walking around like zombies. Like they've got their arms out and they're like, ooh.
Yeah. And then they see them through the tires and they're like, oh.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm not sure if we mentioned their little hidey house built entirely out of tires.
Yeah. It's pretty
and
cool.
A car is their front door.
Yeah.
It's powered and everything.
I quite like it.
How?
I think there's worse places to live, I guess, if you're homeless.
Well, the thing is, if they've managed to construct a livable premise out of tires and doors where there's actual heating and protection, like they shouldn't be homeless. They should be like fucking
doing something.
Yeah.
Like you obviously can do some sort of job.
Yeah.
Yeah, build some structures for the other ones.
Yeah, yeah. Start like getting paid by the other homeless. Like, I'll build your house.
All the other homeless.
How is the roof staying up? That's what I was curious about.
Yeah, it looks like it just fall through.
Yeah.
Did we see the roof? Is it made of tires?
Yeah, I think it's just made of tires and junk. I think
because you see it from a distance, and it's just a big pile of tires.
Yeah, where's the foundation holding this up? Like, you know, like we're looking way too much into this. But yeah, the people are watching, and then like he genuinely does get bored with it, doesn't he? He's like, oh, you're fucking annoying me now. But she's like,
well, like the couch that they're sitting on falls over.
She's like, our bed fall over.
Yeah,
and it's like you are fucking annoying me. And he just like goes, I'm done with you.
Yeah,
and then she gets like. Taken
grabbed
by all by, the horde of homeless that's
it's
outside.
Literally like the scene in Shaun of the Dead when
the Irish guy gets taken he's out the window
yeah
and he doesn't care whatsoever at all. He's just like he's angry, he palms her off when he gets finished, he gets out and he's like she's like again and he's like fuck off
and then palms her down
and then he's like he almost sees them grab him and then he just goes to sleep.
Ah fuck this. Yeah, you'd be like she's annoying me, take her.
Yeah,
he sleeps on the ground, he has a bed.
I know, like he was literally just in that the couch that fell over, you know, quote unquote, and now he just sleeps on the floor.
Car seat.
Yeah,
it's a car seat, isn't it? It's the back of a car. Yeah,
yeah. We cut back to the.
She gets
the
taken away by the gang.
Yeah, and then
it's just each of them have a turn with her. It's assumed.
Yeah, because like she, well, I mean, she's.
Well, yeah. Next one we see, in the next she's dead.
She's dead. She's a corpse. Yeah.
That doesn't top her getting raped, though, does it?
No.
Yeah, we cut back to a scene with the old geezer.
It's the old homeless guy, isn't it? Yeah, and he gets
attacked by like a gang.
Like greasers, Daniel said. Yeah. Daniel's like a group of greasers. And then one random punk woman that just shows up.
Fuck, weird combination.
Bad. So the homeless guy gets saved from the greasers.
Oh, yeah, this was leading up to what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, and Bill the cop shows up. Is it like the cop saves the old boy from the greasers and then he throws him into the ice cream van?
Yeah.
With the homeless people, the hooker girls.
Did he even say why he did that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing he kind of like frames it as if like, oh, I'm saving you, but I don't really want to. But get in here. Is that their operation then? Is that what you two were talking about earlier? Is the hooker thing like something they're doing corrupt?
I guess, because he was going on about how he's on the pussy patrol or whatever
it is. Stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't get if he's arrested them, because you see them at the police station later as if like they're trying to get their call, like
maybe he's
just picked them all up off the street and arrested them.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not really explained.
I don't really get a lot of this cop's motivation to arrest.
I don't get
like,
anything.
Just kind of
anything.
I mean,
in
true,
this film.
But his is like it's
he's
like
just he's going around fighting people.
Yeah, like it's as if he's kind of like, oh, I need to find the people who's melting people, and then he just doesn't do any of it. He's just like, I'm going to go and hit this guy. All right.
Yeah,
actually like a normal cop, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah,
like I'm going to shoot this man. Why? Don't know.
So yeah, the old boy's in the back of the van with all these
hookers,
and all of them are like, "Oh no, I'm not touching him." And then you've got one in the back, like, "Oh, you know, I'll have you."
Yeah.
And then I can't remember if it was you or Daniel that pointed out that there's graffiti above that says "Nick the Dick."
Yeah,
and we were both like, "What is that?" And then it actually.
Well, I didn't know this. Like, that was, I said, oh, it says Nick the Dick there. And you two, obviously not letting on because I hadn't seen the movie yet, you two were like, ah.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. And then it turns out, like, that's the... isn't Nick the Dick the mob guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's...
That was odd that you picked it out of everything that was written on the wall.
Yeah, because, to be fair, there was another bit on the wall that I was going to point. I just didn't. And it said, like, this fucking shit or something.
Yeah.
Just
fuck this place or something like
shit. Yeah.
And then Bill and the undercover cop are like both looking in through the rails, like, you know, come on, fucking stop. And then Daniel's like, who's driving? I was like, yeah, you like, make a very bad, who is driving?
And then Bill punches. Because
there was
the
only
grate
two,
out.
I swear there was only two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Bill just like punches through the fucking little rail.
Yeah.
And like manhandles the old boy.
Yeah. And then magically he wakes up in the car full of bottles and he's clean and dressed.
Yeah, he's got a new suit.
Yeah,
and
of
we were
course,
just like,
yeah.
What?
Like, what's happening?
And then he washes his hands with beer.
Yeah, like the littlest drop. He's like, oh, like, I thought he was going to use it as aftershave or something, you know? You know, when he put it in his hands and like clapped them together. I was like, are you using
I'm
beer?
I'm sure he already stinks of alcohol.
Yeah.
Tap his neck and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then we get the fat boss forcing himself on the Asian girl. And
yeah.
She doesn't like it, but she doesn't not like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really didn't understand. It's like, are you okay with this situation
well,
or not?
She gets pissed off because he's like trying to sexually abuse her. And then he passes out as if he died.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get the phone. And then he comes to her and he's like, ha ha, fooled you. And she's like, don't do that to me again. You scared the shit out of me. I thought you had a heart attack. And it's like, you're raping her. Why are you this? But I'd have been like, thank God he's had a heart attack.
I know, right?
Before
he's like, oh, what are you going to do? Chew your way out?
That's what he says. Yeah, he's like, oh, you could chew your way out. And it's like, fuck me.
I'll be
here
for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. And then the fat boss goes outside afterwards. And this is where we spot the corpse of Red Dress Girl.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like humming and hawing about it.
Should I?
No, I don't know if I should. This is a
But the walk up to that part as well, he's going on about going, he goes, oh, I'm trying to run a $1 million business. People aren't giving me respect and all this sort of stuff. And he's going, oh, I'm not getting the respect I deserve. It's
I know, it's like, I wish people would respect me enough to rape me. Like, please give me the respect that I deserve when I try and sexually abuse you. Come on, let's have a go.
And then he
goes over and like, well, I mean, it cuts away, doesn't it? Isn't there like a little montage bit? This is because this is the dick bit. Isn't
yeah, because yeah. Bronson just attacks McCrappy.
Yeah.
And then he's like got him on the ground, and then there's some like poor hobo who's just going for a leak through like.
I mean, to be fair, he is putting his dick through a metal glory hole and then having a piss. I mean, I wouldn't put my dick through anything that I couldn't see the other side of.
So then Bronson does the next.
It's everyone's fear with the glory hole.
Cuts his dick off. The great thing is, Victor, you had a very similar reaction to this duck. Dick cutting scenes. We did. You were like, "Oh, what is going on?" I thought you were going to say,
"Had a similar story."
Oh yeah, yeah, that happened to me. I have no dick. I put my dick for a metal glory hole once, and someone chopped it off. No dick, Vic. Yeah, there you go.
And then we just get this one of the weirdest scenes I've ever seen.
It is
where it's
funny.
Just people throwing around this man's
They put this man's dick. And they just lob it everywhere to different... And everyone was kind of like, you know when you get like, it's like hot potato.
Yeah.
Where you get, and they're like, oh, I don't want this. And they throw it to the next person.
And the poor guy's like running with his hands like covering his groin, like, give me back my penis.
At one point, Nappy Goblin gets it, Gollum, and she looks at it and she's kind of like, eh. And then sees him and she's laughing at him like, do you want
she's
it?
She's got like a stuffed doll, dummy. Isn't she? She like puts it under its clothes. Like,
raggedy
it's a
end.
Real boy.
Yeah, it's weird. It's such a weird scene.
And there's just like shots.
Did you notice
like
the dick also changed colours?
Did it?
It went from being like a big fleshy one to like at one point it was like yellowy and all that sort of stuff. It was like, ooh, you were saying like the colouring, it was almost like it was like a mood dick.
Yeah.
It was quite yellowy and different coloured at certain points.
For the melt,
your
then
dick
a mood
changes.
Dick.
You're like a cock ring, but it's a cock mood ring.
I just pointed that.
Well, the poor guy eventually gets his dick back.
And then tries to like, get in a taxi, and the taxi's like, ha-ha, no. Yeah. And then he drives off, and he, like...
He jumps onto, like, a school bus.
With a full school bus. Where so he's got a dick in a hand, a bleeding wound, and he's hanging on the back of a bus. All them kids must be like, well...
We're mentally scarred for life.
This is the town we live in.
At least he can't rape us.
Yeah. Whoops. He's like, hey, wait till I get in there.
Oh, dear God.
Don't put your face near the window.
Do you want a dick?
we get the police station scene now because you know where the cop, he's in there asking, he's brought all the hookers there.
Yeah.
Because he's asking about the melting people still, isn't he?
Yeah.
And,
well, he's asking about burn victims. And like, yes, they're not course, burn victims. They're melted victims.
Yeah. And the Frankenhooker guy and the mob boss is in there. They all have a conversation, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and he's going on about, you're the Don of douchebags. That what you're?
Yeah,
you're
they all take
the
piss out of him. It's like, this guy, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's just like, Frankenhooker guy's got balls of steel.
Well, yeah, only because he thinks he's safe. Because Bill says to him, witness like, you know, watch what you're saying, mate. I can't protect you 24/7. And he's like, well, you know, there's like witness protection, isn't there? I'm going to get put in somewhere safe. And the guy, he just looks at him like,
well, I mean, the copper looks at him like, can you see the town you're in? There's no wits out here, mate. Come on.
And then the guy from Frankenhooker, his face just drops and he's like, oh.
The mob boss guy's like, we're here. Like a babbit a bo bo.
Well, he's just like, you're a dead man. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Chuck this down your throat.
Yeah, he says he gets his cane and he's like, I'm going to put this cane so far down your throat, come out your fucking ass.
Yeah.
Pretty shitty cane for a mobster, though. It just looks like a cheapy red one with like tape on the top.
You'd think it'd be like pimped out or something, you know, like gold handle and stuff. And it's got like you know, them canes that have got a knife in the handle. You pull out and turns into a knife. The mob boss would have that. He's just got this shitty old man cane.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he nicked it off his nan or something like that.
But he hires a fucking hitman.
Yeah, to go after McCrappy.
Why?
Because he stole his woman, didn't he?
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, it makes sense now. But I mean, what a
quick did he solve that case compared to like the cop?
Yeah, I know. He's like,
assume it's the morning after.
Yeah, because it's light out.
Is he like that famous of a bum that everyone knows who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bill confronts him and the assassin's got like a gun out to him.
Yeah, like ready to... Well, Bill comes in and the assassin's there and he's like, what are you going to do? And he's like, well, I've got a gun.
Yeah, and he's like, Bill's would you like, rather die in combat than rot in jail? And he was like, go on,
yeah, you got a good point.
And they have like the worst fight you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like Vic said, it's like Power Rangers. It's just like,
I mean, Bill rinses him.
Yeah.
Like, Bill destroys him. And then what does he do?
He drags him into the urinal.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, is he going to piss on him? And he does something worse. He puts his fingers down his throat and pukes this weird,
it looks
pink,
like, it looks
chunky
like mints.
Yeah.
It looks like pure mints that he's just puked up.
It's like, if your vomit looks like that, mate, you need to you need to get some help.
Like,
yeah.
Go. Stop eating red meat. Like, you've got too much red meat. Yeah, you have some fiber. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, because you think he's going to flush his face in the urinal or something, or piss on him or whatever else. And then the vomit's just so unexpected. You're like, why? And then he just walks out. He's like, job well done.
Yeah, he walks out, and then the fat boss like collars him. And he's on about finding a corpse or something. And he's like, can you tell whose semen is whose? And it's like, I mean, you've kind of put yourself in it there a little bit, mate.
Yeah,
it's cop would be like, did you do this? Like, are we going to find your semen in? No, I didn't say that.
How'd you know there was semen in it?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
just a question. It's just an innocent question.
Oh, no, there's definitely semen in there. It's mine. It's not mine, but there's some semen in there.
It's my evil twin brother who has the same DNA as me. Twins don't.
And he's just like grabbing his like fat roll like, syphilis.
Oh no, syphilis. It's like cabin fever, isn't it? Oh no. Oh, ah. He's the worst part about this film, that fat boss.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of minging shit in this movie.
Yeah.
Because you didn't mention the fat guy actually raping her, I don't think, did you?
Who?
Did you skip past where he sees the dead body after she's been attacked by all the bums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he sees her on the water and then he's like,
yeah, he's humming.
Doesn't even check it, just jumps straight in.
Shudder. Yeah, because I meant to say, like, during the montage of the dick throwing, it cuts back to him because he's looking at what they're doing. He's like, oh, what's going on? And he just gets up off the corpse and zips his pants up. And you're like, oh, this film is grim. So, I mean, what we had, like, sexual abuse, necrophilia, rape, murder.
Talks of bestiality.
Yeah. Strange film, this.
Genital dismemberment as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we cover some lovely films on this podcast. God.
At least this is your pick. They won't worry about me yet.
Yeah, got a mixed bag on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we get to a scene where Bronson stabs the cop in the back with his bone knife.
Yeah, the cop and Bill have like a fight, and Gollum joins in as well, doesn't she? Nappy Gollum.
Yeah.
Because she like jumps on his back or something. Is that what gives Bronson enough time for him to stab Bill in the back?
Yeah.
She pounces on him or something. She's like,
yeah, because she's under the blanket.
Yeah, she jumps out.
Yeah,
she jumps out of the fucking blanket. And it's like,
is that
Gollum.
Where she sleeps?
I assume so. I would say that's probably not. It's probably too good for where she sleeps. But yeah, they have a fight, and we haven't met. Did we mention this, that Bronson's got a bone knife?
I don't think we did. No, but yeah, he's got a bone knife.
Yeah, in a holster.
Yeah,
he has like a holster for his.
Because this one breaks, and then later on, you see him like carving a new one.
Yeah, because
it gives the flashback to where he made it.
Yeah, yeah, of course it does. It's another damn flashback. But he stabs Bronson in the back, and the knife snaps, and then like he wins. I think they throttle each other.
Yeah,
but Bronson like, I mean,
Hulk's out. He throws Gollum like.
Yeah, he picks up fucking Gollum, doesn't he? Like Hulk style over his head, and then lobs her at a fence.
Yeah.
And then they him and Bill are like throttling each other, but Bronson's got physics on his side because he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah,
and he's on top, so he's pushing downwards, and the cop's just like his eyes just roll back. You're like, oh, he's killed the cop, man.
And then Bronson like fucking pisses on him, and then that. Nappy Gollum's like loving it. Like,
oh, piss on him more.
Yeah. Piss on him, then piss on me.
Give me some scat. Like, oh, I don't know why I live with you in this scrapyard. McCrappy goes and buys. This is when the alcohol finally makes a reappearance.
Yeah, because McCrappy the goes only and buys thing some more.
In this.
But he just storms in and he's like, you know, here's my dollar. Give me my booze. I'm out of
Wait,
here.
No, he walks right into the shopkeeper and he's like, fuck you. Give me my booze. And the cop is like, what's up? And he's like, oh, actually, to be fair, I've had a bit of a bad day. And the shopkeeper's like, all right.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's like the guy at the bar, innit? You know, when he speaks to the bartender about his troubles and the bartender's like, can you leave me alone? I'm just serving fucking drinks, mate.
Because it's a bit where MacReady's just like sitting and he's like playing with the cap on his bottle. And then there's this other fat dude.
This other homeless guy you do see throughout the film.
Yeah, he's one of like the background characters. Homeless. Yeah.
No teeth.
Yeah, no teeth. Yeah, he's got no teeth, yeah.
And then
because he keeps putting his tongue out, it looks disgusting.
Well, yeah, no, mostly.
Because the fat guy's got a bottle of Viper as well.
Yeah.
And he takes a swig of it, and then he falls in, and then his buddy...
The Monty Python bit, isn't it?
Yeah. You know,
like, from Me and Our Life, where he just, and he just gets bigger and bigger, like a balloon, and then, like, pops.
I said he looked like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka, you know?
Looks like,
Blueberry.
From fucking... Jesus Christ, what's the name of the film?
Willy Wonka.
Thank you. My mind went blank then. I was like, what's that film?
I said it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, because he's wearing all blue. That's all I thought. I didn't even think of the Monty Python one. That's a better reference, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's the same kind of, like, they
so
both,
for,
they
to
both
be fair, Willy Wonka was the first one that came to my head as well.
Is it? Yeah. No, I see, I'm a big fan of Monty Python.
But yeah, so am I, but I am a big fan of Willy Wonka too.
It's a three-course dinner.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't fit anything else in. Just have a mint.
Yeah, he fucking explodes. And yeah. And obviously this is where I...
Because McCrappy comes out with an evil plan to get his rival back.
Yeah,
now, doesn't he?
He knows, oh shit, I should be drinking this crap.
This fucked up, yeah.
Because the liquor store owner drinks it now as well. He's sort of in his shop full of alcohol, like looking for a drink. He's like, oh, I have this weird fucking shit that I found behind the fucking walls instead of
in
all this perfectly good alcohol in my own shop.
Yeah.
Because he comes out, has a swig, and obviously he melts. But then, like, he starts to crawl away
from,
like,
his
own fucking...
No one helps him.
No.
Yeah.
They're all just looking
and then
at him like he's a cunt.
Dies.
How quick did that shop get robbed after he left?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You would, though, wouldn't you? It's full of booze.
Oh, we could have a street trash, too.
Yeah.
People have stolen all the Vipers. It's got out now.
Give it a budget. McCrappy, he goes...
Double the homeless.
Yeah, he tries to give... Well, he pretends, doesn't he? He walks around and he's like, oh, I've got my booze and I hate... I can't remember the old boy's name because he's walking around saying, oh, he's a dick and I hate him. And the old boy sees him and he thinks, oh, I've got you here.
Yeah.
Goes over and kicks him. And Gasmax saves him. He hits the fucking old boy. And he's like, no, you need to give him back the fucking alcohol. Like, this is all an act.
You talking about, honky?
Yeah. And then the old boy gets... he knocks out Gasmax, doesn't he? And then they give him the... And he melts. Everyone just melts in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's like they remember, oh, shit, this was about fucking killer booze.
Yeah.
Because he's pleading with the old boy, like, oh, no, please don't drink that. Yeah, I haven't had a drink in so long.
Yeah.
And he's just like, ah, fuck you, I'm drinking your booze.
And then melts.
Yeah.
This bit with the old boy actually is a really good effect.
Yeah, the effects are cracked. Well, at least the melt effect.
Oh, yeah, the purple, his purple blue.
And, like, his body kind of falls in on itself. Yeah. Like, it's pretty cool. So, we're getting... this is the next Bronson flashback, because he's carving his new bone knife now.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that being your daily thing. I need to carve a new bone knife and think about
it. It's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Need more legs.
But it turns out that in his flashback, he got his first bone knife by cutting off what... It looks like one of his own, you know, squaddy's leg.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead. The squaddy's dead, thankfully. And he's just like... Because even Bronson looks, like, really upset at doing this. He's like, I've got to cut off my brother's leg. And then uses bone as a knife.
As if there's no weapons. There's
like, you're in Nam. Is there nothing around you can pick up? Yeah, give me a gun.
A knife or something.
Then we get, like, the weird scene with the Asian girl and the McCrappy's brother and how they've randomly got a love... scene going on now.
Yeah, because he starts, like, touching her up and stuff.
Yeah, like, he goes, because he's supposed to be
a
young lad.
Like a boy.
And she's just got, like, this short... I mean, everybody in this film's got, like, a short skirt on, so you can see everyone. Like, everyone just looks up at each other's skirts.
Yeah.
And then, like, he reaches for the inside of... He just goes and reaches for a minge. Are you like, what?
She tells a story about swallowing her own phlegm. She's like, I swallow my own snot. And then, like, he's like,
okay.
Oh,
God, I'm
I'll just go for a grab.
I'm well hard now. I love phlegm.
Let's see how phlegmy you are here.
Yeah. Oh, it's like Butters from South Park. You know, when he touches Paris and he's like, oh, it's sticky.
So at this point, Nappy
rice.
Golem and
Nappy
Bronson
Golem.
Are, like, having a fucking...
A little tiff.
Yeah.
And she says, you're not a man. You're a deserter.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, this is getting deep.
Yeah. Like, for no reason.
No. And then she drinks
the Viper.
That's a pretty good effect as well.
Yeah, but it starts coming through, like, a nipple and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
And then she's kind of like, it's just the top half of her, and the rest is just, like, leaking down what she's sitting on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she looks better now, to be fair.
An improvement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you see her before?
Yeah.
She's colourful now. Yeah. And then.
She's somehow cleaner.
Yeah. It's washed all the dirt away.
Oh, good God.
So the Asian girl and McCrappy's brother, I don't know, is it Kevin, did you say?
I think it might be.
Yeah, they go to fuck, but Bronson shows up.
Yeah, he like storms in, doesn't
like
he?
I want her.
He's like, I need a new woman
smashes
now.
The door frame.
Mine.
He kills, like, an employee with his new bone knife.
Yeah,
just
some poor guy stabs him in the neck.
Well, I've been in Nam.
And Daniel made a very good point, because they're in this, I don't know, it's a bit like a garage or something, or some sort of warehouse.
Yeah.
And like the shutters open, and he could have just ran out there.
Yeah, there's gone, a big massive opening.
But he runs off to like the side, yeah, and like
into through a crevice in between junk, like stacked up cars and stuff. Yeah. And you're like, you had your way out there, mate.
Yeah.
You're asking for it now.
You get like, yeah, you get like a little stalking scene where like Bronson is doing a Michael Myers and like stalking Kevin through the scrapyard, and then McCrappy comes to the rescue of his brother. It's like a weird arc, character arc. I love my brother now. Yeah. I love him.
Even though he stopped me watching Godzilla films.
I wish he'd never got fucked by Dad. Like, oh, dear.
His ass look like a volcano.
But he comes in with, like, one of the Viper.
Godzilla doesn't fuck volcanoes, eh?
What?
I'm thinking of, like, a Dave Chappelle sketch.
I love Dave Chappelle. But yeah, McCrappy comes in with, like, a little Viper bottle, and he lobs it like a bomb.
Yeah.
At Bronson and gets him smack in the face. I mean, Bronson takes it like a man. He's like, oh, you melt my face.
Yeah, his skin is that melt. It's like, listen, that big a deal. But then, no, I've seen worse than this.
I mean, to be fair,
dead maggot shit.
Yeah. Dead maggot shit. And then he attacks McCrappy and the Asian girl. Doesn't he get killed? He gets killed by Kevin. How does he die again?
How have you forgot this? Because Bronson's got McCrappy and he's like lifting him up in the air. And Kevin's got like a load of gas canisters, and he helms one up like it's a torpedo, and he lobs like the cap off, and the torpedo just comes flying through and knocks Bronson's head straight off.
Like the whole top, like it carves like a crevice in like the whole top of his torso.
It's like down to like the start of his chest.
Because I thought at this point he was going to like take off with it.
Yeah,
you know, it was going to hit him, and he was going to take off, and it was going to explode or something. Yeah. I was like, what is this? Where the budget went? No. Well, maybe it did, because the effect's still pretty good.
Yeah, and Bronson's head's like on the floor, but it's
you can still see it fall down though.
Yeah.
When it goes up in the air and then it kind of like falls down.
But like his eyes are still moving and stuff.
Well, it does appear.
And his body's just standing there, and then suddenly it smashes against the wall.
Yeah. And he has like a POV shot where you're looking through his eyes because he's looking at the Asian girl. And she goes over and walks over the top of him so he can see up her skirt.
Yeah.
And he kind of like has a little smirk before he dies. He's like, well, saw some minge for a day. And the Asian and Kevin, they kind of like embrace. And the film
literally just ends. Just comes up street trash.
Just kind of
ends. But then
I would have loved, I was just going to say, I would have loved though if like how I kept thinking she was a tranny. How like if he jumped over and the view was just the skirt.
Just a cock. It's just a big it's like, what is it? What's that film? Where she's got a
Bronson's last thing was just like, oh,
fucking hell.
Sleep where I can.
Is it The Crying Game or something?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with,
yeah, you know, right. It's Hilary Swank, isn't it? Is it Hilary Swank?
Yeah. Million Dollar Baby.
Richard, you know, it's not really a film you want to watch twice, but I mean, it ends up where he's trying to get with this girl all the way through, and it ends up, she like takes clothes off the end. She's got a big dick.
Oh, dear.
And you're like, oh, she was spoilers. She was a man the whole time. But yeah, we get like little bits through the credits, don't we?
With the Frankenhooker dude and the mob boss.
And he's got him tied up with his goons. And they're kind of like mocking the Frankenhooker guy. And they're like, you know, you're going to get tortured. I've got you now. They find...
You're done the douches, huh?
Yeah. They find one of the bottles of Viper on him. And the mob boss is like, ha, you know, you think you're getting some alcohol? I'm going to drink this then, you dick. And he drinks it. It takes him ages to die, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he's like screaming insults.
Is he not dying
through
the whole of the...
Yeah.
It's off screen as well.
He's like, kill the rat. Where's my balls? And you're like, oh, just die.
And then the doorman's like, grab the ring first. Does that mean... I'm the Don now.
Because he was kind of like saying... There was a line that called back to this, like at the beginning, when he first meets the mob boss. And he's like, oh, you know, you're not going to be happy. The mob boss says this to the Frankenhooker guy. He's like, you're not going to be happy until you're where I am, and I'm where you am. And then, like, at the end, when he starts melting, he's like, well, I'm the mob boss now. Yeah. It's like, do these goons just go, oh, okay,
I guess. He just made our boss melt.
Yeah, it's like he's a little bit... I suppose, yeah, you've got a good point, actually. Yeah, I mean, if a guy made...
You were the lowest ranked person in our mafia, but yeah, sure, you can be the boss.
You were literally a doorman, but... Yeah. And then the film ends to, like, this song where the mob boss is singing, and it's fucking great.
Cool.
Yeah, we did it our way.
Yeah. If you're, like, go on YouTube and check out the song, even if you're not going to watch the film, because the song is fucking great.
It's kind of like Frank Sinatra, My Way or something, but it's like him just basically recreating the last scene again.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucker, what's this? I'll take a drink. Oh, what have you done to me, you rat?
Yeah.
You fucking rat.
Right, that was Street Trash.
It was.
Should we move on to our ratings?
Yeah.
Right, Dan, seeing as you're the guest, you want to go first? Just to remind you, we do out of five ratings. We do a rating for the film itself, and then out of five, and then a rating for the fun factor out of five.
I'd say quality-wise, then, probably 2.5 out of 5.
I thought you were going to say, like, 6 out of 5, then. Great film, this.
I don't understand numbers.
Yeah.
It's 11 to you.
11. Yeah, we're doing the Hobbits.
I'd say fun, like, I meant watching this, if it was just on my own, I'd say not much, but the value we've got out of it now, I'd say probably a good 3.5.
Yeah.
It's very fucked up, but it's like, it's odd place, the music, everything's just not suiting the tone of what's happening.
Yeah, it's like wacky, but it hasn't
makes it kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, like they're trying to make it serious and wacky at the same time. It's like as if, you know, like a cartoon, but then had serious issues like rape in it. And you're like, what the fuck? Where did this go? It's that kind of thing. Yeah.
What about you, Vic?
So as a film, yeah, probably about, I don't know, 2.5. I was going to give it a 3.
Fucking hell, really?
But yeah, I mean, it's quite pointless, but I mean.
But it's supposed to be. It's not disguising itself as
it's kind of like, I mean, I get some of the issues, you kind of go like, this is a bit heavy for what you're going for, but it's all right.
The effects are cool.
Yeah. The effects are cool. Like, yeah. And it's got like an actual guy that was in Goodfellas in it. Yeah, like I guess 2.5 out of 5 is just what I've got. Fun factor, probably 3.5. I was going to give it a 4. I generally was going to give it a 4 because it was fun as fuck. But 3.5. I don't know how many times, like I could watch it again. But, you know, like I think it'd be the kind of film where you go, oh, I really want to watch that again. That was fun. And then you notice all the subtext about rape and sexual abuse. You're like, actually, what the fuck? When did I? Yeah, it is fun. But and some of the kills are hilarious.
Yeah.
But they kind of just like leave the funniest part of it, which is the melting alcohol, until the very end.
Yeah.
And you've got this weird build-up, not even build-up stuff, like necrophilia in between. Yeah. It's like,
You said, it's an afterthought. It's like they forgot. They were like wrapping up shooting like, and they're like, oh,
what was
shit.
Our film about? Like, oh, yeah, the alcohol. Yeah. The alcohol, shit. We just put some more.
Yeah. No history behind why it's there or why it's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll probably give the film a 2. And that's mostly because the effects are fucking cracking.
Yeah.
The plot is nonsensical. The soundtrack is one of the most bizarre soundtracks I've ever seen. Yeah, you'll just have like...
does not go.
Yeah, a scene with like necrophilia. And it's like... burr, 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 and I'm just, what is going on? But fun factor, I'm going to give it a 4 whack 5 out of 5. This film is fucking hilarious.
It is funny, yeah.
It's just one of those films that you watch it the first time, you're like, oh my God, that was fucked up. And then you enjoy it the next time because you're watching it with someone else and you're looking at their facial reactions when you see the stuff going on and you're like...
Watching this on my own, it would be fun.
Yeah.
But it's a film to watch with people.
Yeah,
to
definitely.
Riff on. It's
definitely.
A film to riff on.
Yeah.
Watch that dick scene with someone else or someone who gets easily offended and you watch that.
I mean, like,
could you imagine watching this with someone PC?
Well, I mean, like, it was funny because, like, if I watched this with Charlotte, she'd probably find it more funny than we did, like even with the subtext.
Yeah.
But like I can imagine some people watching this and going, "This should not be allowed."
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
Like, it's,
I feel like it's that sort of film they've made just to annoy those people.
It's the 87. Yeah. It's 87 as well. And it's like there was very less restrictions on stuff you can say. Do you know what I mean? But I mean, I don't agree with PC shit anyway, to be honest with you. It's like, if you're going to make a film, make a film.
Yeah.
Unless you genuinely, like, or kill
this
the
right up your alley, then. Like,
yeah.
Right, I think that wraps up for this week. Cheers
Richard's
for joining
right
us, Daniel.
Choice of the week.
I know, you fucking asshole. That's the first pick of the year, and this is what I get.
Yeah.
Rape and necrophilia. It's kind of like last year, isn't it?
Very true.
Yeah. They don't know if I'm talking about that in personal terms, which is... all Richard gave me last year was necrophilia and rape.
Merry Christmas.
Passed out and woke up with a sore ass.
Yeah, oh, where have I been?
Well, has this movie ruined Godzilla for you?
No,
I don't think anything could
nothing
ruin.
Can ruin Godzilla. the big G, man.
Yeah.
No. Godzilla. That all this film needed was Godzilla. That's
what they had the budget for Godzilla.
Any film needs it, just like, oh, it's Godzilla.
Yeah, that's what we've got. There's like little figureheads of the Hulk and Spider-Man and stuff.
Yeah, Disney's suing it.
Yeah.
How does Hulk not trigger you if like every time Godzilla was on, he got like the dad gave him a turn? It's like you're looking at a big green head. You would think like it's very similar.
Yeah.
Just looking at it going, Daddy.
Yeah.
Not right. Tonight.
For God's sake.
Please not tonight.
Right, I think it's about time to wrap this up before we delve into a black hole.
Me and Daniel are going to get real rapey in a minute. Like, let's turn this fucking recording
off. Well, we can keep recording and add that to like a Patreon.
Yeah, like, do you want to hear the rape vibes that we got after the show?
Right. Cheers for joining us, Dan. It was good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honour.
Yeah. Well, that's for you, maybe. It's
this is a punishment to some people.
Yeah, I've got to meet up with this gun every fucking week. Well, not now.
Yeah, now we're on our lockdown. Yay. So do you want to tell the people what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a... So I think there's a few other podcasts that are doing similar kind of things, isn't they? You know, like a Contagion Month or something. Yeah. We're going to be... The plan is going to be different now because of
the lockdown,
the worldwide circumstances, I guess. And we're going to be doing an event, I suppose.
Yeah.
On the Wreck movies.
Yeah, we did say it last year at some point we'd do them, so
it seems like it will work appropriate at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna try our hand at remote recording, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a disaster, but I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna suffer.
Yeah, so thanks for everybody listening, and once again, thanks for Dan for joining us. Make sure you go check out the Creepy Crap podcast.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Daniel.
It's good. You're good guys.
No, we're not, but you're good fellas. Thanks for saying it. Thanks. Somebody's got to say it.
Good fellas.
Yeah. Way.
And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This came straight down your throat.